were created in
Tracy,
the
we're on. We're
environment.
back in session. Item four is update and recommendation from the Executive Committee and General Manager regarding staff compensation and preparation for the development of the fiscal year 2026 budget. It's the recommendation. There was one adjustment for salary other to add some more funds in there during the year, raise it to 40. And
I will make the changes as discussed.
And the salary in okie dokie on the general manager's recommendations on salaries.
Perfect.
Presentation discussion regarding draft 2026 budget. Doug?
Yeah, guys, we'll go through this here real quick. This is recording. Yep. So I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. It's out there. If you have any more comments, anything comes up that you think want to put in the budget, let me know. The only change, I obviously, like in income, we made way more interest than we budgeted. I'm hesitant to raise that. I like to be pretty conservative when making a budget, especially projecting income. I know rates are probably going to continue to go down, so I think it's safe. We did increase some of these other fees earlier this year, so there's a little bit of increase in income related to some of those. Nothing major. I'm trying to go through here and look at any high points that I put in that's out of the ordinary. Again, the rainwater harvesting, monitoring well, this stuff we move over as we need through the year. For this, it is worth noting the shop down there, the central AC unit's been out for a few years, and when we need it, that window unit doesn't work. So I've got money in the budget above and beyond our normal repair and maintenance to replace that. I got a quote and got a quote for me. So we're going to get replace the AC and out the shop. I did add, where else? Well, actually. Yeah, so I added funds here. I added funds. We're going to put a, I'd like to put a storage building, just a small one outside the shop. But the shop's getting quite full of lawn equipment. And when you're trying to get the tractor and the trailer and all that stuff in and out of there, it's just kind of cumbersome. So I got money in the budget for that. That's September.
I didn't see anything with grants.
We moved those in. So we you'll notice right here at the bottom, in our committed and assigned funds, we have our rainwater harvesting grant program.
I'm just misreading it.
Yes, sir. So what we do is we move that into the budget as we need it. Same for monitoring well stuff. So if y'all have, I mean, at this point in time, my goal is to adopt a budget next month. So if y'all have anything, see any issues, take a look at the budget, get back with me. Otherwise, I'll probably make some tweaks. I'm going to sit down with and make sure I've got all the utilities, everything lined up. No changes, nothing expected. But I'll very minimal changes between now and next month, unless I hear something from you guys. And hopefully we can adopt budget next month.
We are going to have to do some technology during the year, but we'll take that from the tech fund.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Technology that I requested.
Yeah. No, we'll get that done. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And we'll look at these other funds to see if we need to add anything to it based on what our SA2 comes out at.
Right.
And the end of the year fund balance.
Yeah. And we won't, we don't have the end of the year fund balance.
Until April.
Right. But we'll have a little bit better idea. I tend to base what I allocate there based on what's in our savings, right?
Yeah.
So what do we have in investments? So.
Which gives us some flexibility during the year.
Right.
So. You don't need any action on this, do you?
No, sir.
Okay. Item seven, discussion regarding a tree trimming agreement with
Omni. Oh, yeah, I skipped that one.
Electrical delivery company.
Yep. Real quick, Encore reached out, talked to Ann, sent a draft agreement. They want to trim a lot of the trees up front. They're doing a lot of work on the electric lines, upgrades. I'd love to have them do that. But the way the agreement reads, it was in your package. I wanted board authorization to be real clean before I signed that. I did ask them. I'm working with them on. There's language in there. It says trim or remove. I'm gonna get it in there where they any removal of trees has to be authorized by the district.
Just inside their easement? Outside their
No,
easement.
it's outside their easement. It's just on our side of the fence line because a lot of these trees grow over that line. So I'm not real sure what they're going to do because those are all phone lines, but I think Encore is going to come in and running some power lines through.
I have no problem with that. Just the whole deal is that Encore has a history of cutting and making it look ugly. In other words, if you trim something, make it look at least presentable.
Yep, I'll work with them.
Instead of just leaving it, because they were told to cut the limb.
Right. No, I'll be a. I can be a jerk when I want to.
Are you good at that?
Except at home.
That's who I learned it from.
Ooh.
Yeah, she.
Ooh. You now have ammunition for him, Jenny.
She won't mind. She won't mind me saying that.
Is it worth letting them do it versus us doing it and having an arborist that will do it correctly?
If that's what you want, I'm not comfortable with. So we trim a lot of the trees around here. Staff does, but over those lines out there, I'm not comfortable. That's why they're growing the way they are. We've been trying to get the phone company to come trim them forever.
What about the lower limbs?
Yeah, we take care of those. But they're all growing up on those lines over there.
It's going to look,
It's not going to look great, but
it'll look different.
It's okay. It needs to look different.
You need a motion.
Yeah, please.
Chair entertain a motion to approve the general manager to enter into a pre-trimming agreement with Encore Electric Delivery Company with the changes he wishes to make. Motion by Director Berkeley. Do I hear a second?
I second it.
Director Micah. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Management report. Doug, anything in particular?
No.
You have a target date for rules?
I don't know. Ask Brian.
We said in the spring of 2026, but I mean, Doug came down and spent a full day, as he noted in his report with us, with looking, talking about a bunch of new and additional changes. And so, I mean, I think we'll have something for y'all to start chewing on by the end of the year.
Yeah, the goal when Brian and I talked, my goal would be to have something to hopefully sometime in the spring, maybe even late spring, hold a hearing to consider them. That would be my goal.
You're still shooting for June or July 1 adoption?
Yes, thereabouts or earlier. Yeah.
So we probably need to do March, April, or April, May.
Yeah, if we want to do several hearings like we did before. It's up to you
I would
guys.
rather give us a little more lead time in case we have to add an extra hearing in there in the
Right.
process.
Right. Now that's basically my goal and timeline.
I would then suggest March, April, and then that'll give us 2 more months if we want to and still have an effective date of July 1.
Right. I was thinking timeline wise, kind of how I would think it play out. Once we get a draft from Brian, get something for look at that he and I have gone through, we feel pretty good about. I'll probably sit down initially with the executive committee, go through it, make sure we didn't anything that committee wants to look at, and then we'll have a couple board meetings that we'll go through it hard and heavy in here. Make sure we've got everything all the board wants to include, and then after we get all that buttoned up and all that stuff cleaned up, then we'll schedule the hearings.
Let's schedule those discussions for at the end of that meeting agenda so others can leave if they want to, et cetera.
Right. Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
Because that can be a long discussion.
That's exactly why I said that.
And it may be one of those things that, like I said, we won't have a lot of it. We can have virtual meetings for like the executive committee, make sure those four get all their questions answered and can help kind of during the conversation when we bring a full board in. But we could schedule a work session too, right? If we want to do just a work session to go over stuff.
You may want to do that and have staff participation in that
Right.
too, since they're some of the ones that have to implement these things.
Correct.
That way they don't come in and say, Doug, you didn't look at this. You wouldn't do that, would you, Kyle?
Oh.
Anything else on management report?
No.
Review line item expenditures and adopt budget amendments, including moving assigned funds from monitoring well drilling fund to 2025 budget.
Yep, we just need to, as shown here, we need to move money from the assigned funds to, for the pay for the monitoring wells that we drilled, and then a few other line items. Legislative attendance, I was down there a lot this year, and then I've been to several things since then, so we need to move some money into there. And then outside contract services, that's like we got to get something worked on, right? It's or if office cleaning was part of it, computer repair, stuff like that.
Is there any kind of motion to approve the budget amendments?
So move.
Motion for Director Knave. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Director Reynolds, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 10, General Counsel's report. Brian?
Legislature's crazy about groundwater, and we're working on rules.
We going to be able to save it?
I had a meeting with Senator Perry this morning to talk about some of his ideas. Which weren't as bad as I was expecting that they might be based on some of his public comments during the summer special session meetings. But also had a meeting with the House chairman 2 days ago, and I think you're going to see lots of pro-management drastic changes, but I think a lot of them are going to be focused on exports, which isn't a big issue for us, and bringing some of the other districts that aren't funded well or doing much up to speed of the districts that are doing a good job like you guys are. So, but I think everything's on the table from rule of capture and liability, from a liability perspective, whether they want to start allowing lawsuits in some form or fashion to trying to require more long-term sustainable management of the aquifers. I mean, I think, and just completely overhauling probably the export section of the water code, which is in dire need of overhauling. Funding sections, maybe increasing the Chapter 36 caps on production fees. Kind of course, from the district's perspective, we're capped at 30 cents. We're starting to edge up close to that. If we could get a bill that applied statewide that could, get a bigger cap for everybody, it's something the district could benefit from. And that's one of the discussions that I've had with those guys. So anyway, I think there's going to be a whole lot of stuff on the table. And Perry is coming back for another session, which was a question mark. And yeah, that turns out to be a good thing for us because he's turned into our biggest champion over there. So in the Senate, so that's a good thing. And Mr. Harris in the House, with all of the problems he's having with the big export application from Kyle Bass over in his home district in East Texas, has really caused him to be pro groundwater district management too. So we have an aligning of pro groundwater district forces in the House and Senate that, if they can be channeled in the right direction, could be good for us. So we'll see.
What are Senator Perry's ideas?
Well, his ideas that he espoused, we got anybody listening to this besides us?
Nope, it's just us and staff, Brian.
The ones he espoused publicly were at the July hearings at the Capitol, were going back to his ideas of aquifer-wide authorities, common rules among groundwater districts, which is an idea that he pushed 10 years ago when he first got into that spot. And our position on it at the time, when I think it still is, hey, if we could start over and go back to 1949 when the legislature first created groundwater districts and do aquifer-wide authorities everywhere, That would be good in a number of ways. It's also not good in a number of ways, but it would be good in a number of ways, like the economies of scale, holistic aquifer management, things like that. But after the fact, when we have all these different districts that have all of their permit systems who have sold to their stakeholders and their county commissioners and their permittees, this is the type of regulatory system we're having, and they've issued permits under that system, and investments have been made in public water systems and industrial and manufacturing and commercial based on that. It's hard to try to change them after the fact. I don't know, impossible maybe to change them after the fact. And so, things I've noticed that are good about more fractionalized management of the aquifer is you can make districts, if you're Upper Trinity, that mostly apply to the outcrop of an aquifer. It would be hard to have one set of rules that applies equally at the outcrop and under I-45 on the Trinity, where they're making, 3,000 foot deep, 2,000 gallon per minute wells. It's hard to have one set of rules that applies well in rural settings that are all agricultural wells with settings where most of the wells are commercial and public water supply. So, and it's hard to draw lines if you're a big regional water authority, aquifer-wide water authority, and say, well, we're going to say that, these rules apply over here and these rules don't. It's tough to do that as a governmental entity because you get challenged for arbitrary and capricious behavior or something, unless there's some hydrogeological or other, rational basis for the line being where the line is. So anyway, that's what he had talked about publicly. That's what our position has been on that historically. And but when I met with him, he didn't mention those ideas again. He just talked about the desire to have some kind of better coordinated management over the same aquifer, and trying to get more districts on the same page and how they're doing things. Having some districts over the same over an aquifer having a 2 acre foot per surface acre production limit, while others have a half acre foot one or something that's scientifically based on the thickness of aquifer, like y'all's rules. That rubs him the wrong way, and I understand it. And particularly looking at our aquifers as they just passed this $21.75 billion in new money for the Water Development Board, mostly to try to go get new supplies. Looking at our aquifers, which provide free the three primary costs of water, which are storage, transportation, and to every property that overlies on them, and to a lot of degree through sand filtration, a pretty good water quality for treatment purposes, low cost treatment purposes. Looking at those as pieces of invaluable infrastructure that if we overproduce them and make the water in those aquifers unavailable to properties that overlie them, and the legislature's called upon to come in and find new water supplies and come up with pipelines and distribution lines to every rural property that used to be able to just punch a hole in the ground. We need to better protect those aquifers as infrastructure that would be prohibitively expensive for the state to replace. And so that translates into looking at trying to preserve the long-term viability of the aquifers, which is an interesting conversation to have with a senator from the Ogallala, where the aquifer is just largely being drained. So, anyway, all kinds of talks like that.
Thank you, Brian. I
You betcha.
believe our next meeting is November 20th, 5 p.m. here. Obviously, if the board members have something they need on the agenda, let Doug or myself know and we'll get it on there. Otherwise, nobody has anything else. We're adjourned.
Thank
Thank you.
y'all.
Thanks, Brian. Later, man.
See ya.